Dairy farmers are busy trying to work out what to do as the impact of devastating milk price cuts spreads beyond the farm gate and into communities. About 200 people from nearby country towns crowded into the small hall at Tongala in northern Victoria last night to address what's been dubbed the dairy crisis. The meeting heard the latest dairy cuts will mean a $25 million downturn in the region. Warwick Long reports.
Anger is turning to despair as small communities that are heavily reliant on dairy farming start to count the cost of what milk price cuts will mean to them.
There is a crisis and a bomb has been dropped on us. We are all hurting. We're all in this together and we're all going to fight together.
In the last 3 weeks, two major milk processors, Murray Goulburn and Fonterra, have retrospectively cut what they're paying farmers. And it will get worse for the industry before it gets better. Come July 1 and the new financial year, milk prices for virtually all farmers in the dairy heartland of southern Australia are expected to drop even lower. Inflated expectations, falling world milk prices, discounting of dairy products, and company mismanagement have all been blamed for the downturn. No matter the reason, it's the 1 to 2 years of pain ahead that dairy farmer Ben Govett says is hard to take.
We do need help. We cannot continue to go the way we're going and the way things are going. So I think the effects on community are already happening, and I think, you know, farming communities and especially areas like Tongala that do rely so heavily on dairy for their flow-on business. I think support businesses are going to go to the wall just like dairy farmers will. We're already losing businesses. In my area, we struggle to field a football side. We can't field an under-18s football side. There just is not the people in the communities. Once people leave communities, they generally don't return when times come back to good.
It's a claim echoed across small regional towns and shires that are reliant on dairy. The Gunawarra Shire, which takes in the small communities of Kerang, Kahuna and Quambatook along the Murray River in northern Victoria, says dairy cuts will mean a $25 million downturn to its region alone. According to its figures, 253 jobs, 110 directly in dairy and 143 in support industries, will be lost. Its mayor is Councillor Lorraine Learmonth.
People will probably move away, which we hope they don't. It's a great area to live. And if they do move away, then affects our schools and our numbers in their schools, and just goes on.
There are more meetings and protests planned. For some, it will be too little too late. Dairy farmer Neil Pankhurst says he loves the dairy industry and thinks it has a future. But without the next generation coming through, this dairy downturn is likely to force him into early retirement.
I'm considering my future. I don't have family members coming on behind me, so
does the cut price mean that decision for you might happen a little earlier than, say, you might have planned?
Yeah, it certainly caused me to reflect. Obviously, seeking advice currently, and, you know, I think by the end of this season, you know, I'll be making some decision.
Dairy farmer Neil Pankhurst ending that report from Warwick Long. And an update on a story we brought you yesterday about a 16-year-old Victorian schoolgirl who's campaigning for a better deal for dairy farmers, including her father. Well, after AM yesterday, Chloe Scott got a phone call from the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, who congratulated her on the campaign. We can report that Chloe Scott told Mr. Joyce she wants action, not promises, and that he told her it's a tricky time to talk about long-term solutions because the government is in caretaker mode.